Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we start our summer series of featuring theaters in the area and talking about their upcoming seasons. And today we're featuring Anchorage Community Theater.
And here to talk about it, we have Don Gomes, who's the general factotum.
that's a term I prefer.
So, Don, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You've been a frequent visitor to Stage Talk with Anchorage Community Theater, and you got a wonderful season lined up here. Give us a little hint about what's coming up.
Sure, I'd love to do that. Yeah, and one thing, of course, is that we're moving from a 5-show season to 6 shows.
And you're wearing yourself out, I understand.
I'm doing my best to do that. But it'll be fun. I have a really good staff of 3 half-time people, plus a lot of great volunteers that work with us to make it happen. So, yeah, it's a great season. We've got good shows and some new people involved, and excited about that. I Hate Hamlet is in rehearsal right now. It opens August 22nd. That opens the season. We're opening a little earlier than we normally do, and Colby Bleicher is directing that. She's fresh out of college, well, a year or so out of college with her theater degree, and is really doing a great job with this show. We're excited about that. And I Hate Hamlet revolves around the story of a young guy who's done very well on television, but now he's sort of in between things, and he's had an offer to do Shakespeare in the Park, and he's not sure he wants to do that because he hates Hamlet. And he rents an apartment in New York City that happened to have been lived in by John Barrymore. Well, the ghost of John Barrymore appears, and there's love interests and just a whole lot of interesting things that go on, and the sword fight, which will be fun. Hopefully they don't hit our lights. But it promises to be a really fun show and a great start to the season.
And that show's already in rehearsal right now, right?
It is,
yeah,
right.
So, yeah, sounds like you have a good cast for that show, too.
It is a great cast, and it includes some people that are... This is one of the things that I really think is a hallmark of ACT, is that we never precast for our regular season, and it always... It attracts people who think, well, I should try this. And we've got a few people like that in the show, as well as some veterans as well. And that feels really, really good.
In the early days, I didn't go out to ACT very often because, frankly, the acting, it turned me off. It would be very uneven. But that's changed a lot. And I'm surprised to hear you say that you don't choose the actors. You must choose them from the people that try out, though.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And we get, I think for I Hate Hamlet, we typically do 2 auditions, an evening and a weekend day. Mm-hmm. And we had, I think, roughly 30 people that came out to audition. Mm-hmm. And we usually have more than enough people. Sometimes we've had to go out and sort of scour the neighborhood for people. But, yeah, I think we've developed a discipline that says we want to do good things. And if you're new, great, learn and learn fast, because we've got other good people that can help you with that. And if you're a veteran, don't get lazy and keep moving. And so I think we've got people that really spend the time and the energy and help make it happen. And that really goes a long way, because they get the benefit, and then the audience gets the benefit, of course, as well, of all that.
Right, and so I Hate Hamlet is one of those most popular shows around for a few years ago, but it's coming back, and I see a lot of other theaters doing that show as well. The next show you have is something I haven't seen in a long time. Tell us about this next show.
Bell, Book, and Candle. Actually, ACT did that about 15 years ago or so.
Yeah, I saw it at the time. It was a long time ago. Yeah. It wasn't a very good performance, I must admit.
Well, this will be good. Dave Flavin's going to direct this, and auditions come up in mid-August. And, of course, that's another one set in New York City. The I Hate Hamlet is set in Manhattan, and Bell, Book, and Candle is also set there with a young woman who is a witch, and she happens to fall in love, but she can't really fall in love and have a relationship, because then she loses her witch's powers, and the relationship is more important to her, but I don't want to give it all away.
That sounds a lot like the old TV show Bewitched. Any connections to that?
I don't know that there's any real connection, other than the fact that they were originally out about the same time.
Yeah.
But it's a show that'll open October 10th, including a performance on Halloween night. It has a little bit of the witchcraft and mystery to it, but it's also another good date show.
Especially if you're a witch.
Yeah.
And your holiday show is coming too. Yeah.
I am really excited about that, partly because I'm directing it. But Christmas Bells, that's B-E-L-L-E-S, is set in Faro, Texas. So we're moved to the south now in our season. And the Christmas Eve pageant is in rehearsal, but everything's going wrong. And there's surprises in terms of, you know, a new relative that appears and a few other odds and ends. And it's a show that fits well in our space, too, mm-hmm. because it'll just be a pool of light with maybe a single set piece and a few drops and whatnot. But it's a very, very fun show. And ultimately, the Christmas pageant comes off just fine, but not without a whole lot of heartburn among a lot of people. And so there's three sisters, the Futrell sisters, get it together. One is about 9 months pregnant, and another is in custody because she's been trying to do in her ex, and another one's being chased by the interim pastor, and it just goes on and on.
That sounds like a very funny show, which is what I love. This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul with my co-host Steve Hunt. We're talking to Don Gomes from ACT, that is Anchorage Community Theater.
Well, from three women in Texas to three women in Mississippi, you're going around the country here. Let's talk about your next show. One of my favorite shows, I have to say, of all time, Crimes of the Heart.
Crimes of the Heart, indeed. In fact, I think we're going to put a map up in the lobby to follow the trail here. But Crimes of the Heart is an interesting one. Another three sisters that are the core of this show. And it's much like The Big Chill and others, where there's this sort of the family gets back together or some incident brings people back, and they reminisce and also contemplate their future. And it's very funny.
It's an offbeat type of funny, too, because they come together because one of the sisters has shot her husband
in the stomach. Yeah, and nobody's happy about that. There's again, love interests that exist now, but also reminiscence about other loves, thus Crimes of the Heart. And Beth Hundley has done a nice job at that. And so we're looking forward to a great job. Rebecca Castleman will direct that. She's new to us as a director. She appeared in Charlie's Aunt last year and has a degree from somewhere in the Midwest, and I can't remember exactly where. But she's excited about doing this, and I think that'll be a really fun show to start the new year. It'll be 2015. It's hard to believe.
Yes, isn't it?
Then we, Dave Block will be directing The Trip to Bountiful.
Back to Texas.
Back to Texas again. Yeah, Houston. That's just such a classic story. Horton Foote did that.
Yes, yes, it is. It's a beautiful story, too.
And there was recently one of the cable networks, I can't remember exactly which one, did a all-black version of this that was really interesting.
I heard about that. I didn't see it, but I heard about
Cicely
that.
Cicely Tyson played Carrie. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of interest in this show from people who would like to act in it. Mm-hmm. Both Crimes of the Heart and Trip to Bountiful have some real classic roles in it. But the Trip to Bountiful basically is the mother has... circumstances lead her to have to live with her son and daughter-in-law. They don't all get along very well. And she really pines for the old days back in Bountiful, and she does her best to get there, and some people help her along the way. And, of course, Bountiful isn't quite what it used to be. And at the same time, the vision, in many ways, is not so much that she saw that it was different, but she saw that that's where she came of age and where she had her hopes and dreams at one time. So it's a very touching show. It has some humor, but it's on the heavier side. So.
And, Horton Foote, for many people, the theater-going audience, they may not know that name too well, but he is considered one of the greatest American playwrights. He just recently passed away. He was here at the last Frontier Theater Conference. I got to meet him. That's why I came to Alaska to meet Horton Foote. Some people may remember his film Tender Mercies, yeah, or know his stage, his film adaptation of To Kill a Mockingbird. But he's a wonderful playwright, one of America's greatest playwrights.
So we're looking forward to that for that very reason, and to have Dave Block do a show for us during our regular season, as he often does our summer mm-hmm. show for five seasons now, actually. Mm-hmm. And then we'll close the regular season with a musical, A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. When we went through this process of selecting shows for this season, I put the word out to a number of people who I respect and asked for input, and plus we have a selection committee on board. We had over 80 plays that we started with, and they were all read, and we narrowed down. And so that was a great, fun process. Plus, we actually not only selected the 14-15 season, but we selected two shows for the 15-16 season.
So goodness.
That far ahead. And I can't tell you what they are. But A Day in Hollywood, Night in Ukraine is a musical. It's actually two one-acts in a way. The first is set in the lobby of a movie theater, a fancy movie theater with the ushers in their uniforms, and they're talking about making it in the showbiz and so forth, and they lots of song and dance of music from the 30s. And then A Night in Ukraine is based on Chekhov's The Bear. Mm-hmm. It's a Marx Brothers farce kind of.
Well, Don, we're coming close to our time here with Stage Talk, and I know you got something special that you want to announce about your season, a second season, so let's get that in before we have to close the show.
Sure. Well, we know that there's an awful lot of theater out there that needs to be done, and we have a real sensibility for our regular season, but we also know that there's other things that we want to do, and so we're starting what we're calling second stage, and this is going to be a combination of things. There's no real cookie cutter to it, but it'll include for this year two things. One is some staged readings of plays by Alaska playwrights that have already been vetted and read at the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez. And in this case, also, we're going to do one full production of Night Mother that Bob Pond will direct. And that'll be done at Alaska Pacific University in Grant Hall, a full-on production the first two weekends of November. And we're very excited about that. Some really great people involved with it. And the second season, second stage concept, hopefully we'll get people to see and do be involved in some things that they normally wouldn't.
Well, Don, thank you very much for being on Stage Talk, and good luck with Anchorage Community Theater this year.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Gene. I'm always happy to be here.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org. The Music Machine will present a musical review tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 in the Discovery Theater in the Performing Arts Studio. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Over at Cyrano's, you can see Das Barbecue, or you can see Love, Loss, and What I Wore, or you can see both. Das Barbecue is showing the regular showtimes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3 through August the 24th. And Love, Loss, and What I Wore is shown Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. through August the 21st. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Older teens and adult actors are needed for Jane Austen's Emma at the Alaska Fine Arts Academy. Auditions will be August 2nd from 10 to 2. British accent would be a plus. The show will run in September with no matinees. For more info, call 694-8909.
Well, thanks for being with us today on Stage Talk. Our guest was Don Gomes from Anchorage Community Theater, talking about their upcoming season and a little more. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.